Das rolling. Let us record. Greetings. It is I. It is the great one himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society. Oh, or at least what's left of me. Once again, I've been having to work for a living. It sucks balls, man. Why can't I just marry a man and be married to him for a couple of years and then divorce him and get half of everything he owns and half of all his money and half of all the money he'll make for the rest of his life? God, it'd be so... It must be really hard to be a woman. God damn. The fucking stress of having to stay married those 2 years, you know, so that you can get access to half of everything a man will own for the rest of his life.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
No, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan. Look for a fucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass, though either Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Oh, man. I'm still just really excited to call the Trump and Fuhrer president. Not that he's the Messiah, just the pure fact that of all people on the planet Earth, that Trump and Fuhrer is the president. And more importantly, Hillary Clinton is not the president. I'm the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. This right here is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect hones in on and destroys. Blows them the fuck up. Just like Blow Me Up Tom. Blows them the fuck up like Tom Likas blows motherfuckers up. The fuck was I talking? Oh yeah, blows up, kills, eliminates, mows down with 50 caliber machine gun. Statist all over the fucking place. So I've been listening to Tom Likas. I am the great one himself. CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. Today is the 23rd of April in the year of our Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. We are here at the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the city where they have an ordinance for every motherfucking thing in existence. After hearing about Tom Likas for however long, mostly from Aaron Clary whenever he talks about the League of Extraordinary Podcasters, and going to Tom Likas' website a few times and seeing it, and you know, it's got like the click here to listen, and you try doing it and half the time it doesn't work because I have ad blockers on my, what do you call that thing? I'm really fucking tired physically and mentally. This The last few days have been balls to the wall. I got to bed at like 2 a.m. this morning. So I've had about 5 hours of sleep. I got to go do another gig tonight. So I told Randy to get her ass to the studio. We're going to knock out the theory is we're going to knock out a few episodes. In theory, because theory and reality are exactly the same thing, In theory, I'm going to do 3 episodes today. And be covered for the upcoming week, because the upcoming week I'm busier than fucking balls. Although I don't know how busy balls are. In reality, we'll see what the fuck happens. So anyhow, brain dead, tired. I do have a beer. It is 10 minutes until noon. I do have a Funkworks Mango King in my hand, one of my favorite beers. So my brain's going to drop out every now and then, just deal with it. What else is new, right? What else is new? And it looks like it might not be a totally shitty day outside today. Surely that makes me think, what the fuck is the weather forecast? Randy, check the weather forecast, will you? Alright, I was talking to Tom Likas. So anyhow, I went on the Tube of Yous, censorship tube, that place where a bunch of you are getting demonetized and you can't shut the fuck up about how you think making YouTube videos is a job, and I've explained to you. You know, here's another thing I thought of about jobs, because with jobs, it's like, well, how do we, how much? 75 is the high for today. Okay, I can live with that. What's tomorrow? 68, shitty, of course. Okay, Tuesday's going to be the fucking shitty day for me. How bad is Tuesday? 59 and 20% chance of rain. Perfect. That would completely just make me fucking miserable. But what else is new, right? The weather exists. Well, shit, it's global warming, actually. That's what it's got to be. It's global warming. Randy, what was I talking? Tom Likas, thank you. Okay. God, the brain hurts. The brain hurts. I went on to, jobs. I was talking about Tom Likas, but I was talking about jobs. What is and isn't a job? This thought occurred to me that a job is something that if there were no government, it would still exist. So, for example, when you say, well, I'm a professor at a college. Okay, but if there were no government, that would not be a thing. Especially today. I mean, there was a time when colleges made money and pulled their own weight and all this other shit. But I mean, nowadays, a college like Colorado State University or Harvard or MIT or any other fucking college in the United States of America primarily only exist because a bunch of dumb 18-year-olds are showing up there because they've been propagandized by the government-controlled school system, government-controlled public school system, that they're supposed to go to college, coupled with the fact that they have been financially enabled by government-backed student loans, which they will never be able to pay off. So if the government goes away and you no longer have a public school system telling kids that, oh, you're supposed to go to college after high school because these 12 years that you've just spent in public education, you haven't actually learned anything that will ever get you a job, which still just fascinates the fuck out of me, that we live in a society where people can spend 12 fucking years in an education system and at the end of that be told by the education system that just spent 12 years educating them, well, after these 12 years you don't have any skills or knowledge that will allow you to get an actual job. Now you have to spend $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $150,000 and pay interest on that and go to school for at least 4 more years in order to be able to simply get a job. Like, what is the fucking point of the 12 years of public education? Well, we know what it is. It's to indoctrinate children with things like there's no such thing as boys and girls. Gender is a social, or not even gender, sex. Boys and girls are a social construct. You know, global warming is going to kill everybody on the planet Earth. Republicans are all racist. Anyone who voted for Donald Trump is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Hussein Obama was the Messiah, right? It's just like, why are they not? Anyhow, college professor, that's not a job, because if you get rid of the government, the colleges only exist because the government propagandizes people into going there, because the government funnels all this money into the colleges via direct loans, via quote-unquote scientific research. And by that I mean, and long story short, falling back on when I worked at CSU, right? I worked in the research, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, there's all these scientists, air quotes, on college campuses who are doing all of this research, air quotes around that. And the only way they get money for this research is from government grants. So if you get rid of the government and these scientists are no longer getting money to do research, right? All of that money goes away. All of that goes away. You get rid of the federally backed student loans. Most of the students go away, because if you just had to pay for college the way you pay for your cell phone, or your, for those of you who actually pay for these things and your parents don't do it for you, you know, pay for your cell phone or your electric bill or whatever. If you get rid of all that, colleges collapse because there's no way they can make any money. So if you're asking yourself, is the thing I'm doing, is this a real job? is this a job or am I just a parasite? The question is very simple. Ask yourself, if the government disappeared, would you continue to have a job? Right? Say you work for any company, any corporation, any business in the HR department. What's the purpose of the HR department? Essentially, to force people into complying with assorted government standards. You're not actually creating any value for the company. In fact, you're what's the opposite of creating? You're absorbing value? If suddenly the government disappeared and the Americans with Disabilities Act was no longer a thing, and you know, looking at someone of the opposite sex, but then that would be fucking transphobic because that implies there's only two sexes. Looking at another person of one of these 13,000 different genders is sexual harassment. You know, there's all these laws and regulations and insurance things that have to be compliant. If the government goes away, all of that goes away, why do you need an HR department anymore? You don't. If you work in the HR department, you don't have a real job. Oh, you might be getting paid money, but you're not creating value for other people. None of that has anything to do with what I'm going to talk about. What in the fuck is all over my glasses? Tom Likas. Finally, listened to some Tom Likas. Found him on the YouTube. Anyway, it's good stuff. I am contemplating doing some shows in the future devoted to playing some Tom Likas clips and commenting, because there's some pretty rich stuff on there. Okay, where's my list of short things? That's what she said. Here we go. I watched a while back the movie Red Sonja, which has Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, which at first I thought, oh, he's playing Conan, but he's not playing Conan, he's playing another character. Anyhow, don't watch it. It was terrible. Do not watch. That was an hour and 45 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. Fortunately, I was watching it while I was doing other things. There is one very good moment that I have to have here. For those of you unfamiliar with Red Sonja, she was a character created by Ronnie Howard, who created Conan the Barbarian. And Red Sonja's shtick is that she has red hair. Well, she's Red Sonja, you know, and she's this badass who kills everybody. Okay. So Red Sonja's shtick was that she cannot have sex with a man unless the man defeats her in combat. Okay. Once again, this is the sort of the princess fantasy that, you know, women like to have, because every man alive wants to have sex with me, but I have such high standards that I'm not going to bang all of them. So in the movie, she's explaining this to Arnold's character, whose name I don't remember, so I'll call him Arnold. So Sonja is explaining this thing to Arnold, and she says, I wrote this down, these are from the movie, she says, quote, "No man can have me unless he has bested me in a fair fight," unquote. And Arnold looks at her and says, quote, "So the only man who can have you is one who has tried to kill you. That's logic," unquote. And he's like, yeah, that's woman logic right there. The only man you will fuck is a man who tries to kill you. That's logic. All right. Pink Floyd. I told you guys a couple episodes ago, I was watching the Pink Floyd documentary called The Roger Waters Years. And I finished that up, and it was okay. And I realized something. I didn't realize this till about halfway through, because I kept thinking, so it's a documentary, right? And they talk about Pink Floyd, and then they play some song, you know, one of the Pink Floyd songs from the album they're talking about, whatever. And I kept thinking, man, these songs sound kind of off. And I started paying attention to the little subtitles on the screen. You know you're doing a documentary on the cheap when you can't get permission from the band to play the music of the band you're doing a documentary about. All the Pink Floyd music in the documentary about Pink Floyd was in fact performed by Pink Floyd cover bands. Which is why I'm listening, I'm going, you know, I've heard, because I've listened to every Pink Floyd song enough fucking times. Believe you me. Unless your cover band is really fucking good. And I'm not talking about Pink Floyd live performances, I'm talking about when you are claiming to play something off a Pink Floyd album, studio recorded. No, I can tell the difference between Pink Floyd and a cover band. You're not going to fool me very often on that one. The video. The documentary was still okay, but I just thought that was hilarious that they couldn't, for whatever reason, get actual Pink Floyd music for their Pink Floyd documentary. After that, I watched another Pink Floyd documentary called The Making of Wish You Were Here, which was all about the making of, the album Wish You Were Here. This one, they did have the budget to play actual Pink Floyd music. Not only that, they did actually interview the members of Pink Floyd. So this was a much better documentary. The Roger Waters years, I can recommend that only if you're really hardcore Pink Floyd. The Making of Wish You Were Here was much better. They had a couple of clips with Richard Wright, but this was made after Richard Wright died. But they did... So they did extensive interviewing with David, Nick, and Roger, talking about Wish You Were Here. And I keep dropping things, that's why you hear fucking noise. How about if I don't hold the paper and then I won't drop it? What a fucking concept. They did some extensive interviews with these guys about the album, and Roger does an acoustic version of Wish You Were Here. It's in the bonus tracks area, whatever the fuck you call that. And David Gilmour does an acoustic version of Wish You Were Here, which for some reason is cut short. And then David also plays, he's right there like in his studio. I looked like it was on the Astoria, but I could be wrong. David also plays some of Shine On You Crazy Diamond. So it's, you know, interview footage which looked to have been shot specifically for this documentary. So well worth checking out. And I would say that, and therefore it must be right because I'm saying it, I would say that Wish You Were Here is Pink Floyd's best album. It's definitely not The Wall. And Dark Side of the Moon is a great album. There's many, many, many powerful elements to Dark Side of the Moon. It's a fantastic piece of musical work. But if you're lining up all the Pink Floyd albums and saying which one is their most brilliant musical and lyrical achievement, it kind of has to be Wish You Were Here. Right? And if I were going to send to an alien species, say we found some aliens out there in space, and so we were going to send them the best of us, which, oh man, should I just say, yeah. If we were going to send them the best of heterosexual white men with jobs from North America, because we're the only people on the planet other than the Chinese who have our shit together, you know, we were going to send them one example of the best food and one example of the best woman, which would probably be a 20-year-old Elle McPherson. And we are going to send them one example of the best music ever recorded by heterosexual white men with jobs. It would be Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And if we're going to send them one beer, it might be Funkworks Mango King. But actually, still, I think the best beer I've yet tasted is the Blood Orange Saison from Upslope, which is a seasonal and hopefully will be coming back soon. All right, I did that. What is this? Oh, Destroyer Men. I think I talked about it. I'm reading a book. It's a series of books called Destroyer Men. And essentially, these two destroyers from World War II go through this time warp out on the ocean thing, and they end up in this alternate universe where Earth is there, but for whatever reason, the dinosaurs didn't die out, humans never evolved, and so there are other intelligent species living on Earth, and they get involved in a war and all this other stuff. I'm on the third book right now. It's called Maelstrom. Maelstrom? Is that how you pronounce it? It's one of those words I can never know how to pronounce. I'm a little bit over halfway through. It is a really good series. It's not deep philosophy, but it's just a bunch of heterosexual white men in the Navy going out kicking ass and taking names and dying and, you know, fighting wars and trying to protect I was almost going to say innocent, but that's a terrible word. To protect the species with whom they have aligned themselves with from the other species, which is a bunch of overgrown lizards that like to eat people. And by people, I mean basically anything that moves, including each other. The overgrown lizards are actually cannibals. So the overgrown lizards are fairly nasty species. And the cat monkeys, or monkey cats, depending which side you're on. This is a big debate in the book, is are they cat monkeys or monkey cats? The cat monkeys are more peaceful and don't eat each other and are generally nice to be around. So the humans have aligned themselves with the cat monkeys / monkey cats against the cannibalistic lizards. It's a good series. It's a lot of fun. It's not deep. It's just a good fucking time, or a rip-roaring story. Sort of in the tradition of your... Okay, here they come. Coming to arrest me. Yeah, in the tradition of some good pulp fiction from the 50s, perhaps. Alright, what else is on the short list? Do I want to do this? Let me look at this real quick. Sure, I'll do this. People's Republic of Fort Collins sends out this crap. Community news. It's our city. Who is Fort Collins? Who makes up our community? The answer is each and every one of us. I love this bizarre corporate statist collectivist languaging, where things are said that are supposed to make you feel good, but don't really mean anything. Many things in Fort Collins are changing. Our population, demographics, and priorities are all shifting, but there are also many constraints. One of these constraints is... I can't read. Take two. But there are also many constants. Because I started reading this, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense in the context of the sentence. The fuck is wrong with me? One of these constants is the value of community conversations and public engagement. Oh, it sounds so touchy-feely. The city wants to ensure that every voice is heard, remains a part of who we are, and helps build our future. See, this is the kind of shit. Okay, we want to make sure every voice is heard. So this is why the city is passing laws against people sitting on benches in public for too long. Well, that one didn't fly. The law about you can't sit on the sidewalk didn't fly, but they decided you can't leave you can't leave your personal items unattended on a sidewalk, which I'm not even... Anyway, you know, these laws aimed at homeless people. And we want to ensure that every voice is heard. Okay, I just say this over and over and over. Okay, what about the voices of people who think that there's a biological difference between men and women? What about the voices of people who are members of the Ku Klux Klan? What about the voices of people who hate Jews? What about the voices of people who think women shouldn't be allowed to vote? Right? Every time some cocksucker says to you and says something like, you know, I think every voice should be heard, or I think every person is important, or I think every opinion is important. Yeah, this is all bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. This is why you'll never hear me say something this dumb. Right? No, every fucking voice doesn't need to be heard. In fact, most voices don't need to be heard. Right? Living in a society where we have got this every voice should be heard shit is exactly how we've gotten to the shitty ass scenario that we're in right now. This is why, the Huffington Post thing. Right? This is why when the Huffington Post publishes this piece about how white men should have the vote taken away from them, yada yada. No, when I say women shouldn't be allowed to vote, I'm saying women shouldn't be allowed to vote. That whole thing apparently is still developing. They're covering it over at Age of Shitlords. The last I saw, I just fired up the RSS reader today and saw this. So now apparently, and I just skimmed it, so I don't have my facts straight here, okay? I skimmed the article. I get the impression that because of something the government did, the editor who decided to publish this either had to resign or decided to resign. I mean, this just keeps getting better and better. So I'm going to give this some more time to shake out, and then I'm going to sit back and look at the entire situation and have some commentary on it. But this shit that you hear from the fucking... And again, typically it's left-wing statist. This goes back to why, generally, I get along better with right-wing statists. Because you'll never hear a right-wing statist say that, well, everybody's opinion is equally valid. You don't hear that from right-wingers. Because they're dumb, but they're not that dumb. I mean, no, everybody's opinion is not equally valid. Every voice does not need to be heard. Most voices need to shut the fuck up and know their roles. Let me keep reading this gibberish to you. We are always looking to improve and have a variety of avenues and methods for you to get involved. Which, of course, is another problem. People getting involved. When you say, well, we want people to get involved with government. Okay, getting involved with government means controlling other people's lives, because that's what government is. That's what government does. Government has two functions. Government takes money and resources away from people, and government controls and limits people's behavior. Those are the things government does. Everything the government does falls under one of those two categories, if not both. Either it is taking money and resources away from people, and time is a resource. When they put you in a cage, that's taking your time. When you're working to pay taxes, that's money you don't get. That's stealing your time. Government is either taking your time, money, and resources, or it is telling you things that you either must do or you're not allowed to do. That's it. That's what government does. So when people get involved in government, I'm involved in government, right? Just, you see, I went to the city council meeting. Okay, so you're trying to control my life and take my money. I fucking hate you. That's what getting involved in government boils down to. Well, but I didn't actually gas any Jews. No, but you were a guard at the concentration camp, and you made sure that none of the Jews got out. You may as well have gassed them. So when you say, well, I'm not responsible for what the government does, but when you are active in politics, I'm active in politics. Okay, if you're active in politics, that's like being a guard at Auschwitz. We also want to feature you and highlight how you engage with the city you love. Oh, the city of Fort Collins wants to feature the Great One himself. Really? I find this hard to believe. I have a feeling they do not want to feature the fact that women should not be allowed to vote. I know I'm going out on a limb, but I am willing to bet my left testicle that if I approach the faggots in the government of the city of Fort Collins and say, hey guys, I'm the Great One, and I saw in your little thing you'd like to feature me, so I'd like to come and talk about how women shouldn't be allowed to vote. I will bet you my left nut, I will not receive an invitation to present information to the population of Fort Collins about how women should not be allowed to vote. Why do they have to lie? Right? Why? When you're reading some shit like this from your government, from a corporation, from a political, whoever the fuck it is, your college professors, when you're reading things like this, where people say or write stupid shit like, the city wants to ensure that every voice is heard. I mean, when you write something like that, you have to know that's a lie. Unless you're just mind-blowingly stupid beyond my ability to convey in the English language. Why would somebody write something like that? I mean, the person writing this knows that this is a lie. Why is this person lying? It's your/my/our city. Is a community-wide endeavor to reach a diverse, we got to get the word diverse in there, a diverse array of residents and grow a sense of communal responsibility. Yes, the squeaky chair. I'm sitting down, that's how fucking exhausted I am, that I'm podcasting from my ass instead of standing up. Communal responsibility. Whenever somebody talks about communal responsibility, what they mean is more taxes. And because responsibility always translates into, well, people should pay more taxes so that we can give more free shit to single mothers. How do we foster a sense of empowerment? Oh, the buzzwords are flying. Diversity. Communal responsibility. Empowerment. How do we foster a sense of empowerment and bring new people to the table? Once again, as long as these new people agree with us, right? Are we going to bring any new people to the table who are, say, anti-abortion? We're going to bring any new people to the table who think that single mothers are something that should be shamed? We're going to bring any new people to the table that think we should slow down Muslim immigration? We're going to bring any new people to the table who think that the military-industrial complex should be sheared back? We're going to bring any new people to the table who want to actually, truly, really simplify the tax code, eliminate the loopholes all the corporations use? Are we going to bring anybody new to the table who thinks that YouTube shouldn't censor people and demonetize their videos? No, of course not. We want to bring new people to the table who have exactly the same dumbass fucking social justice warrior left-wing opinions we have. We don't want to bring anybody to the table who thinks that men and women are biologically different, because that's transphobic. How do we meet you? And where are you? And bring new people to the table. How do we meet you where you are to make collaboration easy and accessible? What? Who is? I don't even know what the fuck that means. Who isn't being included currently, and how can we make them feel welcome? Oh, well, who is not included currently? Donald Trump supporters, Republicans, people who are anti-abortion, people who think Islam is a bad thing, people who are opposed to Sharia law, people who think that there's a biological difference between men and women, people who think that college is worthless, people who think they pay too much taxes. There's a whole slew of people who are currently excluded. How can you make them feel welcome? Well, you can't, because your entire left-wing statist ideology is based on hating these people and eliminating them. It's based on attacking them with racist, sexist, homophobic, silencing them because you can't argue with them on any kind of logical level, taxing them, regulating them, shaming them, attacking them, putting them in jail. You can't make them feel welcome because everything that you are is based on responding to people different than you with hatred and aggression. This project will help answer those questions and find ways to improve. We want to highlight the many initiatives and tools that give you the opportunity to be an involved and connected community member in whatever capacity works for you. Well, my capacity in being an involved and connected community member would be to leave other people alone and in return be left alone. But that would require me to not pay taxes. So show us what you've got. Oh, I'll show you what I got, but you're going to have to fucking move back. Show us what you've got, from neighborhood gatherings to parades, social media, whack, 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 to newsletters, and translated materials and cultural competency trainings. Wait, why do we need translated materials? We're in the United States. Everybody here is supposed to speak and talk English. And what are cultural competency trainings? Is that like a re-education camp? What is this? Cultural competency trainings. Is that some Orwellian shit or what? The options and needs for public engagement are changing. We know we've got a good start, but it's just the beginning. Okay. Proofreading. Editing and proofreading is really important. When you're the government and you put people in cages and you have professional beta males running around with guns who can shoot people and get rewarded for it, simple things like editing and proofreading are important. I will read this as it's written. How can better connect with you? Show us your Fort Collins. Go to fcgov.com/fococreate to learn more about the project, communication channels, and how you can share your story and win great prizes. you can win prizes. And those prizes are paid for by you, because the government doesn't have any money except for the money they steal from people. Governments don't have money. My God. It's like bizarro world. Cultural competency trainings. That is cracking me the fuck up. Not in a good way. All right, let's go out on this. That's what she said. I saw on the interwebs, somebody mentioned the March for Science, and I thought, what in the fuck is this? Do we have to march for everything? Because marching is not doing a thing. I'm looking at this. I went to Google. I said, let me just type in March for Equality and see. And sure enough, marchforequality.com. Here's the March for Equality 2016. Let's march together. Time to stand up. Time to march. Time to take action. Time to accept. Time to love. Time to live, time to lead. It's the March for Equality. It started in Orlando at Pulse. We're headed to DC and everywhere. It says, help make, oh my God. It says, I can't make this up. Help make or website better. Contact us. I think it's supposed to say, help make our website better. Okay, you guys need help from other people to do your fucking website, but you're going to march for equality. Oh, equality concerts and shirts coming soon. There's going to be some shirts so we can make some money. We hereby call a meeting to the White House with the top CEOs of the world to discuss equality, with a capital E, and how we can benefit humankind. Benefit humankind is capitalized. Sponsor equality in your city. Bring the march. Oh my God. The transparency of all of this. Bring the March for Equality to your city. Sponsor us for $10,000 and we'll be there. We'll is capitalized anywhere in the world. So these are professional protesters. You give them $10,000, they will come and fucking join your protest. We are putting forth the Declaration of Equality to establish a basic international equal rights. Establish a basic international equal rights. Editing. Can you guys use English? Do you understand fucking grammar and syntax? No. How much you want to bet there's a fucking English major involved in this? After over 4 weeks of the March for Equality, we're changing it up to gather more support. We are going to start traveling to different cities across the world to do the March for Equality. We'll be marching somewhere in the world at 6 p.m. This is like a website created by an 8-year-old. I sound like a fucking teenage girl. This is live. It's like, oh my God, it's like totally. It should be like a game. Just go to Google and type in March for whatever, you know, March for testicles, March for vagina, March for diarrhea, March for vomit, March for wanking off. Just go to Google, type in March for anything and see what the fuck comes up. All right. So there's a March for Science, marchforscience.com. The March for Science is the first step of a global movement to defend the vital role science plays in our health, safety, economics, and government. And of course, by science, we mean global warming. It's not like any of these people know anything about actual, real science. What is this? Join them. Oh, God. Yesterday, over 600 cities marched worldwide. Apparently, this happened yesterday. Many of these satellites are signing on to become a permanent part of the March for Science network. This is just the beginning. We are building an organization centered on informed advocacy, Orwellian term for brainwashing, community building, that's an Orwellian term for forced conformity, accessible education, that's an Orwellian term for forcing other people to pay for your worthless liberal arts degree. Hashtag no sides in science. Oh my God. Yeah, there's no sides in science. Ask any global warming wacko. They'll tell you that if you don't agree with them, you hate black people, you're racist, you're transphobic, and all this other shit. Anyway, I'll link to the site. It's the usual sort of just stupid shit. Oh, they have a store. Of course they have a store. We're not in it for the money. Capitalism is evil. We have a store. You can buy your t-shirts. You can go look at the t-shirts. I don't have time for the t-shirts. What is this? Our mission. The March for Science champions robustly funded and, yeah. By my tax money, robustly funded and publicly communicated science as a pillar of human freedom and prosperity. We unite, of course we do, prepare yourself for buzzwords, as a diverse, everything has to be diverse. I'm fucking sick of the word. It's right up the diverse. It's up there with literally and awkward and random. I'm fucking sick of the word. When your mouth opens and the word diverse comes out, in my brain, I visualize myself taking a lead pipe and smashing your fucking face in. Okay? Once again, guys, this is one of the moments that just proves that I am right, that I'm always right, that I've never been wrong. Go to the articles of CLSology, read them. There is nothing in there that's wrong. Not one fucking word. The more people have to say they are, that means they're not. You show me any motherfucker that uses the word diverse, and I will show you someone who absolutely hates and despises anyone with an opinion or a worldview different than their own. When someone uses the word diverse, you are dealing with a fucking scumbag piece of shit. We unite as a diverse, nonpartisan bullshit. You're going to tell me there's anybody who did this fucking stupid March for Science who voted for Donald Trump. You are partisan as fuck. You are liberal Democrat. Once again, why do you have to lie about it? Do you think other people are so stupid that they're going to believe you are nonpartisan? You are liberal Democrats, one and all. And the fact that you're too fucking scared is not even, that's not scared. The fact that you're trying to hide the fact that you're Democrats. Again, this is why I get along better with right-wingers, generally speaking. Left-wingers try to hide the fact that they are left-wing. The reason they're hiding the fact that they're left-wing is because they know they're evil. They know they are pieces of shit. You show me a person who voted for Hillary Clinton, not because they, there's this difference, right? You vote for Hillary because you're terrified of Donald. Okay, I can get that. You show me someone who voted for Hillary Clinton because they thought Hillary Clinton is truly the next Messiah. right? That Hillary Clinton was, as many dumb fucking broads said, the most qualified person to ever run for president. You show me someone who wears a Hillary Clinton t-shirt, that person is the fucking most evil, filthy, nasty scum on the planet Earth. That is a person filled with hatred, stupidity, and ignorance. We unite as a diverse, nonpartisan group to call for science that upholds the common good and for political leaders and policymakers to enact evidence-based policies in the public interest. Okay, if we're going to do evidence-based policies in the public interest, we would stop all subsidies to single mothers, because evidence is telling us single parents, whether it's male or female, oh god, that was fucking transphobic, I implied there's only men and women. Evidence is telling us that single households, single parent households, which are mostly female, are the worst things that can happen to children. Okay, are we going to get some evidence-based policies and have the government do something to discourage single mothers, such as I have suggested, passing a law that says any woman who gets pregnant and is not married will be forced to have an abortion? Are we going to do that, even though that... No, of course not. Of course not. This is just... You can read this and you can tell exactly what this organization is about by reading between the lines. It's about getting Democrats elected. It's about eliminating white people. And it's about global warming. Speaking of marching, so the Women's March, they're going to do their seventh action, which is We Belong Together, which isn't an action. I'll do the link. They've got their, they think they're doing these actions, huddling and reflect. Here's action number five is reflect and resist. Action number six was hear our vote. Those are not actions. Okay, this is why women shouldn't have jobs. Women think that going on Twitter and tweeting a hashtag is an action. That's not an action, okay? An action is digging a well. An action is pumping oil. An action is repairing an aircraft. An action is rushing into a burning building and pulling out a child, although, well, anyway. Okay, an action is building a bridge. An action is getting elected president, even though the entire fucking mainstream media is attacking you at every goddamn moment. Okay, those are actions. Standing around and talking to other women and tweeting things on Twitter, those are not actions. That is just females wanting attention. I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right.